Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio. I'm here with a band called Daddy Issues at Duke's Coffee House in Durham right now. They just played a show here, and they are playing at the Hopscotch Music Festival next week. And I was wondering if you guys could introduce yourselves.
I'm Maddie.
And what do you play?
I play bass.
I'm Lo, and I sing and I play backup guitar.
I'm Lindsay. I play guitar and sometimes backup singing.
My name is Hannah. I play the drums.
And how long have you guys been a band for?
We are celebrating our 7 months, and we're hoping this love is going to last forever.
Excellent. Have you guys known each other a long time?
Maddie, Hannah, and I went to Guilford College together at different times, but kind of crossed paths there.
Okay, I used to DJ in WQFS there, a few years back. Yeah, cool. Yeah, it was fun times, definitely.
Yeah, great, it's a great school.
I had the 12 to 2 a.m. slot, and then the prime slot of 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Nice.
Yeah,
I was a DJ too.
Oh, you were too. Yeah,
you got to pay your dues.
Oh, I was an art student, so I feel like I was an art student, so I feel like I was probably listening to the radio at that time. Yeah, I was definitely awake at that time.
I had a show called Pump Up the Volume. So that was me. Yeah,
that was me.
That was totally. Yeah.
I probably can't curse
them. No, I can edit it out. Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was in the photo lab, and I would be like developing, you know, film all by myself late at night, and your show would keep me going. Yeah, kept me going.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone remembered me, but hey, that's awesome.
Yeah. You're
Isn't that Christian Slater movie?
Yes, it's named after the Christian Slater movie, which have you guys all seen that?
Yes.
It's like
100%. Samantha Mathis.
Okay, so Christian Slater is a pirate radio DJ named Happy Harry Hardon, and he gets all the like kids in his school to rebel by playing like cool punk and alternative music. He plays like the Pixies and Leonard Cohen and like
so radical.
Sonic Youth. Yeah, it's a pretty classic movie. So I named my show after that.
Nice.
But now it's Damaged Goods, so I've
cool.
You've been around the block now.
Exactly, I'm Damaged Goods, but yeah. So. How many shows have you guys played so far?
What do you think? Like 30?
30.
No.
I was thinking 30 or 40? I think 30.
I think maybe 20 or 30.
Wow.
I think we're going to 30, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've only seen one of them. That makes me a pretty horrible fan,
15.
Right?
I want to say 15.
Oh, no way. I feel like definitely more than that.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. Yeah. A lot.
Inconclusive.
I guess when the retrospective box set comes out, there'll be like a little bit of, you know, like a tidbit in there about that, right?
We played 9,000 shows.
Yeah. Well, so, did you guys... You guys just recorded a new album, is that correct?
EP.
A new EP, sorry.
Yeah. What are we calling it?
We don't have a name for it yet. It's 4 songs, and we released 1 song on our Bandcamp last week. It's called So Hard.
Yeah, 4 little songs. 4 songs.
And the voter EP.
No.
That's a hard one to pull off, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the new EP. Is it going to be available like digitally or on vinyl, cassette, mini disc?
Yeah, only mini disc.
Only mini disc. Okay, good.
And limited edition 8 track.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
We're hoping to release it online after we've already got it released, like maybe on a 7-inch or something. We're looking into who will help us put that out, so we don't have to spend all of our own money.
I was gonna ask you what's the most memorable show. I was gonna ask each of you, what do you think is the most memorable show you played so far?
We played. I think my favorite show that we played so far was we played with Gross Ghost in Raleigh.
Oh,
was that last weekend?
Oh yeah, Lindsay crowd surfed.
It got nuts. The police came.
Yeah.
I was so sweaty. I was so wet. It was like I stepped out of a shower, but it was other people's sweat.
It was a beer sweat shower. It was really great.
It was disgusting. It was amazing.
And you guys, so which...
That was at the basement. But it was like just someone's house called the basement.
Yeah, that was a sweet show.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, this tonight's show was a first for me because we had those lights in our face and they asked us how many monitors we wanted. It feels so professional. It was crazy. It blew my mind. Yeah.
Well, what about the show at Hopscotch? Who are you playing with and which venue are you going to be at?
We're playing at Deep South. I'm so excited about this show because we're playing with Hammer No More the Fingers, who've been around for a long time. And they're really cool and super nice guys. And Jenny Bizetz, also from Greensboro, but they, I think, used to be in Raleigh. But they have a great album out right now. And you can also find them on Spotify. Yeah. But Deep South, Saturday the 6th at what time?
I think it's from 12:30 to 5:30 is the whole day party.
Okay. And Reverb Nation day party.
Yeah. And we're playing what, third?
Second or third, I think.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Did we talk about Freddy Fest?
Oh, no.
What's Freddy Fest?
Oh, Freddy Fest is it's a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood and another organization.
It's HIV AIDS. I don't know if it's fundraising for
research.
A cure research.
Yeah. But basically, it's like a big Queen cover show. And so we're playing like Love Language and Pipe. And a bunch of other really rad bands are playing, and everybody is only doing Queen covers, and we are super excited. We're working on a dance.
Don't tell what we're playing.
Okay, I'm not going to tell what we're playing, but we're working on a dance routine.
That sounds great. That's I'm looking forward to that then. And I was going to ask you, you guys covered the Pleasure Seekers tonight. What a Way to Die. That's a garage rock classic. That was awesome.
Thank you.
One of our favorite songs
to play,
probably of all time.
And I was going to say, while you guys were playing, I don't know if this is silly or not, but I thought that you guys should cover Sugar Sugar by the Archies. I could see you guys doing an awesome cover of that.
That would be pretty adorable, actually.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Maybe that could be a split 7-inch with, you know, a band called, like, the Mama's Boys or something.
Yeah. Daddy's Girls.
Yeah, there you go. So that
will be our other side.
Yeah, that'll be our sweet side.
So who came up with the name, I have to ask?
None of us, actually. Yeah. It was
our friend Saren, and she said, "Hey, I've always wanted to start an all-girl band called Daddy Issues," and Lindsay was like, "Let's do it."
Yeah, well, we were like, we went out for a drink. I was me and Lindsay and Saren, and Lindsay and I were like, "Oh, I really want to like play some music, start a band." And yeah, Saren was like, "I've always had this idea," and we were like, "Whoa. Now we're in the band."
Saren was in the band, right? For a minute.
Unfortunately, she couldn't commit. She's going to play keyboards, but she had to drop. But she's always in the band, you know? She came up with the name. She founded the band. She'll always be in the band.
She has daddy issues.
She just doesn't play in time.
Clean daddy issues.
So, as far as active bands go, is there anyone you would really love to play with that you have not so far?
That's a really mean question.
That's a big open question.
Because Queen, you know, is sadly no longer active, but yeah.
We played with Gross Ghost, which was awesome, because I think we all really, really love them. We have, this is like a big week for us, because, you know, tonight we play with Part Time and Sea Lions, which is great California bands, and then on Thursday we have a show in Winston at Reanimator with Las Rosas, another Burger Man, and then this group Scully. That's they're so good.
All girls members of Habibi,
and then Saturday is Hopscotch. So we have next September 11th we have a show coming up with an artist that I am so in love with right now, Towers, and he's a solo act, right?
That's at Maddie's house. Everybody come to Maddie's house.
So it's going to be so good.
Green Street, Greensboro.
We're playing with another artist that night who I really love. His name's Three Brain Robot, another solo act.
Yes,
and we all love Sam Martin,
he's
who
amazing.
Is Three Brain Robot, and every time we play with him, it's a dream come true.
You'll never see anything like Sam Martin.
But if you're talking like seriously, like dreams come true, like La Luz.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Swearin', yeah. Those are my two top ones.
Do you guys like the Conehangers at all?
Yes,
yeah. They're one of my favorite current bands. Yeah,
they're from my hometown.
Oh, they're from Atlanta, right? Yeah. Yeah, and I was gonna ask you. So, if people were looking to hear your music, where would they go on the internet?
daddyissuesnc.bandcamp.com.
All right. And we are looking forward to seeing you guys at Hopscotch. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I'm excited. Super stoked.
Who are you guys most excited about seeing at Hopscotch besides yourselves?
Death.
Yes, yeah. Me too, definitely.
I'm psyched about seeing seagulls. I love them.
Yeah, I love seagulls too. I'm stoked to see Jenny Bizetz again. I don't know. We need to make... Lindsay and I were talking today. We're going to map out the shows that we can run and dart off to. So I need to recheck.
Silent Lunch.
Oh, yeah. Those are two bands that I want to play with. Yeah, Seagulls and Silent Lunch.
If you're listening...
Well, of course they are. Who isn't? You know, little Rally Radio. Come on now. All right. Well. Thanks, guys, for talking to us. And next week's going to be awesome. So,
yay!
We'll see you then.
Cool. Yay. Thank